USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Special Counsel Jack Smith is dismissing Donald Trump's assertions of immunity related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump argued that he should be shielded from prosecution due to the actions outlined in the indictment occurring while he was in office. In response, Smith released a filing on Saturday refuting Trump's claims, asserting that individuals who served as president but are no longer in office may face investigation, indictment, trial, and, if convicted, punishment for conduct committed during the presidency. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
On the campaign trail, Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says he agrees with the Trump policy of calling NATO to task for handling more of its own defense.
European NATO allies need to do their fair share of defense. We can't provide blanket security for the entire world. I think our biggest threat to our national security is the rise of China.
During a town hall this weekend, DeSantis also criticized Trump for signing the CARES Act into law amidst the pandemic. DeSantis says it was a mistake since it led to so many lockdowns. Times Square anticipates another huge crowd tonight as revelers from all around the globe gather in New York to welcome 2024. The evening promises world-class entertainment, culminating in the iconic ball drop and performances by LL Cool J, Flo Rida, and Megan Thee Stallion. Designated viewing areas are set to open in the afternoon, with Mayor Eric Adams participating in the ceremonial lowering of the Crystal New Year's Ball. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is refuting allegations made by Paula Abdul, who filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles accusing Lithgow of multiple sexual assaults during her time as judge on American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. In a statement on Saturday, Lithgow categorically denied the accusations, deeming them not only false, but also deeply offensive. Expressing confusion about Abdul's motives, he vowed to vigorously combat what he considers an appalling smear. President Biden says his New Year's resolution is to be back next year. Biden gave that response Saturday while joking with reporters covering his family vacation in the Virgin Islands. He added, "I know you guys hate this assignment down here." When asked if he planned to speak to Ukrainian President Zelensky after the Russian bombardment, Biden says he speaks to him on a regular basis. The president made no comment when another reporter asked what he thinks about Trump being thrown off the ballot in Maine. The Bloomberg Billionaire Index's richest woman also tops another list.
Francoise Betancourt Myers, the L'Oreal heiress and richest woman in the world, has become the first woman to hold a $100 billion fortune. On the Bloomberg list, she ranks as the 12th richest person, just ahead of Mukesh Ambani and behind Carlos Slim, who recently became the first person from Latin America to cross the $100 billion threshold. L'Oreal is the world's largest cosmetics company, raking in $42 billion in sales last year. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.